This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Britney Spears in crisis. Exclusive photos. She's barefoot, clutching a pillow, and draped in a blanket. And as the tent city is ripped apart.
This is the barrier that the protesters had put in place.
Look what they did to the beautiful campus.
You can see defaced ground, spray paint on the wall.
And who are they?
Who's really a student and who's not?
Then, first interview.
She attacked me.
What the embattled governor who shot her dog is saying now.
It was a dog that was extremely dangerous.
And sorry. A teen passenger on the trash dumping boat breaks his silence. Then, never before seen home movies of O.J. Simpson and Nicole Brown Simpson.
O.J., you look gorgeous right now.
30 years after her murder.
What her sisters are revealing in a new documentary.
I could not protect her from the monster she was married to.
And Gypsy Rose Blanchard goes blonde. Her hot new look with the nose job.
I am loving it.
Now, Inside Edition with Deborah Norville.
Hello and thanks for joining us. I'm Mary Kelly and today for Deborah. New photos of Britney Spears looking disheveled outside a Hollywood hotel are leading to new worries for the troubled star. She's barefoot and nearly naked, clutching a pillow while draped in a blanket. Paramedics rushed to the scene after a 911 call came in at 12:42 a.m. that an injured woman needed help, reportedly after having a fight with her boyfriend.
There is real concern for Britney Spears today after these disturbing images showed her outside a Hollywood hotel looking distraught and in distress. She's clutching a pillow and covering herself with a blanket. She's barefoot. Her pajama shorts are rolled up. An ambulance was called and there was a stretcher at the ready. The crisis started at 10:30 p.m. last night when police were called to the Chateau Marmont, a popular celebrity hangout. One published report said Britney was bothering hotel guests and employees, but police saw no signs of trouble and left. 12:42 a.m., the fire department tells us another 911 call came in about an injured adult female. According to a published report, witnesses said Britney and her boyfriend, Paul Solis, got into a huge fight and that she might have injured her leg. The photos were taken at the Chateau Marmont, the hotel that banned Britney in 2007 for erratic behavior. that same year of her notorious breakdown when she shaved her head and tried to break a car window with an umbrella. There's been increased concern for Britney in the last few days.
But what are we doing today?
In this video, just posted Tuesday, on her way to go horseback riding, she adopts a British accent and calls her little sister the B-word.
Oh, cater to me, little
Britney's mental health has been front and center for years. She was finally released from her conservatorship in 2021.
She needs help and she needs it right away.
We spoke to Dr. Charles Sophie about these new photos.
Unfortunately, when you're not thinking properly and you can't see yourself or hear anybody telling you anything, you're not going to think there's anything wrong.
Now, new concerns about the state of her well-being.
Britney ended up not being transported to a hospital. Ironically, the incident comes on the same day her divorce from her last husband, Sam Asghari, was finalized. Enough is enough. At the crack of dawn this morning, police in Raigir moved in on the UCLA campus, arresting hundreds of pro-Palestinian protesters who have been causing a disruption. And if the demonstrators hope to remain anonymous by wearing masks, forget about it. Jim Murray was at UCLA as cops moved in.
Chaos today at UCLA after college administrators declare the pro-Palestinian camp on campus is unlawful and cops move in. Protesters duck behind barricades but are no match for officers in riot gear. Police fire rubber bullets at students and pull down plywood barricades that once encircled the encampments. They're ordered to leave or face arrest. I was there in the early morning hours as lines of California Highway Patrol officers dressed in riot gear moved in.
You can see behind me, this is the barrier that the protesters had put in place as of Wednesday.
The sound of flashbangs could be heard all morning long.
Remind everybody, that is not gunfire we are hearing, correct?
No. Flashbangs, it's being fired overhead.
This reporter for KCAL News was visibly jolted by the noise during her live report. The tense standoff between cops and demonstrators lasted more than 3 hours and ended with 200 arrests. The once mass protesters now unable to remain anonymous. And the usually pristine campus of UCLA today looks like a dump.
Let me take you up to Royce Hall, the crown jewel of UCLA. You can see defaced ground, spray paint on the walls. Entire area is blockaded.
I spoke to this Jewish student who recorded video that he says shows him being blocked by pro-Palestinian protesters.
As I walked through, they reinforced their wall with more people, and they just pushed me back.
Professor Mir Hoffman says he was assaulted on campus by pro-Palestinian protesters and is furious that it took the administration this long to respond.
I would say that it's a combination of thugs and the lack of leadership to bring law and order.
The UCLA buzz comes in the wake of cops moving in and arresting close to 300 protesters at two colleges in New York, including Columbia University. According to the mayor, more than 40% of those involved are outside agitators. So who are they? Stephen Fabian has more on that.
We're learning new details about the outside agitators who are allegedly directing the turmoil at college campuses across America. Mayor Eric Adams says 40% of the protesters at Columbia University and City College caught up in that massive police operation were not affiliated with the colleges. The outsiders taken into custody include this man, Fernando Bobis.
Hola.
Far from being a student, he's a 42-year-old doctor. And this is 63-year-old, lifelong far-left activist Lisa Fithian. She was quoted as denying she had any leadership role in the Columbia encampment that shut down the college. Absolutely not. It's actually quite absurd, she told the New York Times. But look, that's her, and she sure looks like she's giving advice at the encampment. Just released body cam video shows sparks flying as cops use a power saw to cut through heavy metal chains locking the doors of the occupied building. After forcing their way through a barricade, there are chaotic scenes as cops confront the protesters and arrest everyone inside. The police action is triggering more mass protests. At Fordham University, students set up an encampment inside the lobby of the college.
This is the New York City Police Department. If you refuse to leave, you may be placed under arrest.
Cops moved quickly to break up the encampment, but there were tense moments as protesters outside banged on the windows.
We're not starting nothing with you guys, don't start nothing with us.
Here on NYU's campus, another pro-Palestine encampment has taken over this entire area here with dozens of tents. And as you can see, some of the protesters even holding up umbrellas to block our camera's view. One thing's for sure, these protesters have no plans of going anywhere anytime soon. And this was the chaos at Portland State University in Oregon, running battles in the streets. President Biden spoke out about the nationwide protests for the first time, saying order must prevail.
Breaking windows, shutting down campuses, forcing the cancellation of classes and graduations. None of this is a peaceful protest.
And there's overwhelming support for the group of fraternity brothers from UNC Chapel Hill who protected the American flag from being replaced with a Palestinian flag. While being pelted by rocks and bottles, they held on to Old Glory for over an hour until police were able to hoist it back on the flagpole. A GoFundMe page has raised more than $455,000 for that fraternity. Governor Kristi Noem speaking out in her first TV interview about fatally shooting her dog because she says the animal was untrainable. Many say the revelation torpedoed her chances of being Donald Trump's running mate, but Noem is calling the controversy fake news.
Kristi Noem is hitting back at the firestorm raging over her shooting her dog to death.
She attacked me, and it was a hard decision.
The South Dakota governor tells Sean Hannity she had to put her dog Cricket down after the animal ate the neighbor's chickens and tried to bite her.
And I had a choice between keeping my small children and other people safe or a dangerous animal, and I chose the safety of my children.
Noem first made the revelation in her new autobiography, No Going Back.
It was a dog that was extremely dangerous. It had come to us from a family who had found her way too aggressive. Sean, you know how the fake news works. They leave out some or most of the facts of a story. They put the worst spin on it.
Cricket was a wire-haired pointer like this one, bred for hunting birds. Social media is reacting swiftly to the interview. The old fake news excuse goes one comment. She is blaming anything else but herself. Meanwhile, Donald Trump, who had reportedly been considering Noem as a possible running mate, was back in court today in the hush money case. He praised the way police have dealt with the campus turmoil.
They're incredible. They did a job at Columbia, and likewise in Los Angeles, they did a really good job at UCLA.
In court, a lawyer who represented porn star Stormy Daniels resumed his testimony. He was asked about text messages from 2018 regarding an upcoming appearance on Jimmy Kimmel's show by Stormy. Daniels had signed a non-disclosure agreement about her relationship with Trump, yet there she was going on Kimmel.
Do you have a non-disclosure agreement?
Do I?
You can't say whether you have a non-disclosure agreement.
Trump's then lawyer, Michael Cohen, was aghast and demanded to know what was going on. Stormy's attorney texted back. She said this is her shot. She wanted to reinvigorate her career.
The other day, we told you about the outrage over knuckleheads dumping entire garbage cans of trash into the Atlantic Ocean. Well, now one of the guys on board the boat is saying he's sorry.
An apology today from a teenager who was on that boat where two dudes dumped trash into the ocean. I wish I could have been off of that boat, he tells a local TV station. I'm sorry for whatever happened. The 15-year-old said he was at the front of the boat and didn't see his friends at the stern of the boat emptying two trash containers. He says there were more than a dozen partygoers on the boat. They had been partying at Boca Bash, an annual spring festival in Boca Raton, Florida. A drone captured them as they left the party and sped into open waters. You could see the trash at the back of the boat, then the awful decision to dump it. Authorities know the identities of some involved, but so far no charges have been filed. I feel like he deserves whatever happens because he made a really bad decision, the teen says. The trash they left behind is disturbing.
A lot of trash on this side.
These volunteers found all these empty bottles and cans. This is part of one haul.
Here's all my beer bottles.
They filled two buckets with junk. They also found lots of vape pens. Ocean dumping. What were they thinking?
The litter bugs could face as much as a $1,000 fine and up to a year in jail. They say blondes have more fun, and believe it or not, that's Gypsy Rose Blanchard, who served time for plotting the murder of her abusive mother. Yes, she's now got a new glammed-up look.
It's a blonde bombshell, Gypsy Rose. She hit the red carpet in Los Angeles debuting her glamorous makeover.
I have been many different hair colors in the past. In prison, I dyed my hair black, I dyed it red, but I've never been blonde. So I wanted to see how that would look on me, and I am loving it.
It is also the first time we have seen her new nose.
I have always been very self-conscious about my nose, so that's something that I had been wanting to do since I was like 10 years old.
Only 5 months ago, Gypsy Rose was released from prison, where she served 8 years for conspiring to murder her abusive mother. In addition to her new look, she confirms to Inside Edition that she and her high school teacher husband have split, and she's now back with her ex-fiancé, Ken Erker.
True love never dies, so just so you know.
Gypsy Rose is promoting her new Lifetime docuseries, Life After Lockup.
They're going to see me go through the ups and the downs of adjusting to society, because every little thing is a new experience for me.
We'll be right back.
Next, never-before-seen home movies of O.J. Simpson and Nicole Brown Simpson.
O.J., you look gorgeous right now.
30 years after her murder.
What her sisters are revealing in a new documentary.
I could not protect her from the monster she was married to.
And happy birthday, Charlotte, the little princess turning 9. Inside Edition with Deborah Norville will be right back.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
O.J. Simpson's death from prostate cancer last month renewed interest in his trial of the century. Now, a new documentary brings together the sisters of O.J.'s slain wife, Nicole, who shared never-before-seen home movies of the sibling they say they could not protect.
It's your first look at the new documentary about O.J. Simpson's slain wife, Nicole Brown Simpson.
Who is Nicole? Who is she? Because she got lost in this whole thing.
It features never-before-seen home movies of Nicole as a youngster. We also see the deep attraction Nicole and O.J. once had for each other.
O.J., you look gorgeous right now.
You could just feel it when somebody has chemistry for another person. And that's what it felt like.
They just seem very loving with each other.
It's been 30 years since the mom of two was slain, along with her friend Ron Goldman.
Her children missed out, her family missed out on the woman that she was becoming.
Now her three sisters and closest friends are coming forward to share their stories in the new Lifetime documentary, The Life and Murder of Nicole Brown Simpson.
I said he did it. He said who? I said O.J. Simpson.
Denise is Nicole's eldest sister. She delivered memorable testimony during Simpson's murder trial in 1995.
She was my best friend. And the one thing I could not protect her from was the monster she was married to.
The Life and Murder of Nicole Brown Simpson airs June 1st and 2nd on Lifetime. Back with more Inside Edition after this.
Still to come, happy birthday, Charlotte, the little princess turning 9.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Prince William and Kate's only daughter, Princess Charlotte, turns 9 today. So her mom snapped this photo of Charlotte in a red sweater and denim skirt. And can you spot the secret nod to her great-grandmother, Queen Elizabeth? Those blossoming pink flowers next to Charlotte were among the first plants named after Her Majesty. Happy birthday. Coming up, a Meet the Parents prank. Finally today, surprise.
Here they come, here they come.
A teen is bringing her new boyfriend home for the first time to meet the parents.
There he is! Come on down, dude! Come on down!
Oh no, how embarrassing. Come on down, dude. But they gamely walk the gauntlet.
I guess that's what families are for. We'll see you next time.
If you like Inside Edition, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, and I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
So what do people get when they listen to The Late Show Pod Show? Let's sell this thing.
The extended moments, for sure, because we run out of time for broadcast, but we have plenty of time on the podcast.
It's kind of like being a live audience member of the show, because you get things that no one else hears. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, wherever you get your podcasts.